Welcome to eClad Chat. eClad Chat. Streaming live to you from eClad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. eClad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. eClad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. Hi, guys. I'm Casey Benane, and welcome to eClad Chat, where we chat about big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle information, lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will devote both your personal and professional lives. And today, of course, like every Wednesday, it's our host Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. To the left of me, I have my co-host, Ms. Kaylin Burr.
Hi, everyone. And before we get started, I just want to tell you about eClad's Hidden Gem promotion for this month. I've been talking about it for the past few weeks. It is for the month of January, so we have... This is the last Wednesday,
yes,
is it not?
Yeah, last Wednesday.
So this is the last Wednesday to do this promotion, and it's an incentive program for event planners, which is really cool. So you can get a 10% commission off of every referral that ends up in a rental at eClad's Hidden Gem. So you can let your clients know that eClad's Hidden Gem is available for rental for a lot of different events. Fashion Week's coming up, so if you want to plan something, you can get that in now, because you can get the 10% commission, which won't be available next month.
No.
And if you missed any of our past episodes, you can head to Blog Talk Radio, where we have all of them, as well as our YouTube channel. And last week, we had a really great show. We had actress Jen Gotson, and she talked about her hashtag Inner Beauty Challenge, which was a lot of fun, and told us about some of the upcoming projects she has going on. So, you know, it was full of inspiration, laughter. She's such a fun, bubbly personality. So
I know,
it was great talking to her.
Yeah.
And so she's also the face of Jubilee. She told us a lot about that. And then she told us how you can participate in her challenge yourself. So you just kind of pick a word. You can listen to the show to get the full details, but and the words that were the options. But hashtag, I did hashtag courageous. Casey did hashtag...
Authentic.
And you post yourself with the photo of it on Instagram, and you can win a feature in a magazine, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's on Blog Talk Radio if you want to listen to that and find out more info. And we're also running our Hit the Quan challenge still, and... We'd love if you guys participated. It's your own version of the Hit the Quan dance, and you can see ours on eClad's Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And, you know, you can win a super awesome prize. You can win a piece from eClad. And all you have to do is check out our videos, let us know in the comments who did the best, and also post your own version of it. And you can tag us on our social handles. So Shatanya Ami, our celebrity stylist who comes in every second Wednesday for Ask Shatanya, took part. So you can tag her at Shatanya Ami and tag at eClad1 and eClad1 event venue. So you'll be in the competition.
Okay, so in a few minutes, we're going to get to our interview. But I just want to let you guys know that you guys can call in with any questions you have. You know, as you're listening and you have any, I don't know, if there's anything that you need to know. Or even if you just wanted to say hello, you know, give us a call. You can reach us at 516-453-9170. Again, it's 516-453-9170, and then you'll hear a little beep or a prompt, and then that will tell you that you need to dial 1, and the 1, by you pressing 1, it'll let us know that you actually have a question or you want to speak to us on the line. Okay, so today we have Dr. Kathy Gruber, and so this is, to me, a very, I feel, important show because it's the beginning of a new year, and you know how we all get so excited. We're like, okay, we're gonna have these new resolutions, and you know, we have new businesses that probably develop for the new year, and there's like all these challenges and all these things that, you know, people are like, oh, you know, it's the first, we're gonna do it, fitness goals, blah blah blah.
Yes,
we're gonna,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, we're all so gung-ho, and by like end of February, mid-March, we've all hit sort of like that slump, and you're like, you know, like you've kind of lost the flame, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you know, all the stresses and all the life, you know, issues and business issues that you're experiencing kind of just starts to take a toll. And I guess, you know, that's normal, but we just need to find a way to sort of manage that and you know, deter the symptoms of stress, you know, from, you know, entering our bodies and trying to find ways to kind of tackle that. So, and we thought it would be great to have Dr. Kathy Groover on. She's a licensed massage therapist, also a hypnotherapist, award-winning author, and a leading authority on health and wellness. She's been featured in publications such as Glamour, Fitness, Time, WebMD, Prevention, Men's Health, Yahoo.com, and so much more. I just chose a few and I kind of just stuck it in there just to, like, you know, just to give you guys an idea of what she comes with. She's just won another award. She, first of all, I believe she already has won 5 existing awards, but I'll check, you know, fact check that when I speak to her. But I know that she's just won another award, her 3rd award for her most recent book, Journey of Healing. So we are just so excited to have her, and we're so, you know, excited to speak with her. So let's just get right to it and just welcome Kathy. Dr. Kathy Groover?
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
how
are you? Welcome to eClad Chat.
I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, so I'm Casey, and then I'm also here with Kaylin. And before we even, like, jump into all the serious stuff of the show, we love to ask our guests, you know, to tell us a little, like, a fun fact about you, what, like, something you like to do, or what does Kathy do on her free time?
Uh-huh. I have to surprise people. I do hip-hop dancing.
No way! We love that!
For a middle-aged white woman, that's pretty good. and I do flying trapeze.
Wow!
That's awesome!
Yeah, I would have not guessed that.
I feel like...
People assume I'm doing yoga and I'm meditating all day and I don't swear and I don't drink and I'm like, oh no, honey, I'm in hip-hop class.
I love it. So maybe you can join us on our Hit the Quan challenge. I don't know if you know what the Quan is, but Kaylin and I just learned about this new dance that, well, it's not new. I guess it's new to us because we're, like, out of the loop. We're trying to be in the loop. And so we found this really cool dance that everyone seems to be doing. And we're challenging folks to sort of to get up. Because, you know, like, some people don't like to go to the gym for whatever reason. And we just thought it would be a great idea to kind of get people dancing and moving and you know, starting off the new year, you know, getting up and getting fit. So maybe you might consider, you know, figuring out how to do the Hit the Quan child dance and, you know, let us know and do a little video and send it to us so we can be like, oh my gosh, Dr. Kathy Groover is hitting the quan.
I will give it a shot. I dance 3 or 4 days a week, so I'll add that to my list. That sounds fun.
Oh my gosh, awesome. that would be amazing. I'm going to hold you to that, actually.
So I'm sure you would outdance.
Send me the link to what it even looks like, because I don't even know.
Okay. We'll do.
We have videos of us doing it, too. It's not super pretty, but... Yes, I'm looking forward to that. And so you wanted to touch on your book a little bit, Conquer Your Stress with Mind and Body Techniques, and it was actually the winner of the Beverly Hills Book Awards, the Indie Excellence Awards, the Irwin Awards, the Global eBook Awards, and then also a finalist for the USA Best Book Awards. So you have a lot of, you know, attention for this book, so tell us a little bit about it and how it can help people decrease their stress and kind of the practices talked about in it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, stress is a really personal thing, and we all have a different stress hardiness. We all have a different perception of what we think stress is. And things that I find relaxing, other people might find stressful. Things that stress me out, other people might say, what's the big deal? Why are you getting upset about that? So what I did with this book is I really made it a buffet. It's got like 60 different techniques in it that you can learn about and use. Find practitioners to help you, because there is no one size fits all healthcare. And so I wanted to give people options. So it covers really mainstream things like yoga, meditation, visualization, and then it goes to the other end, which is considered a little more fringe out there, with things like crystal healing and sound healing and color healing and past life regression and visualization and, you know, things that a lot of people, the average person, goes, yeah, I kind of heard of that, but I don't know what it is. I wanted to give people a touch of everything. And it's every single thing is not for every single person. Right. But like I told my mother-in-law, if you don't like a section, you don't have to read it. You don't have to do it. I said, you don't storm out of a restaurant because there's green beans on the buffet and you don't eat green beans. You just don't eat the green beans. I made it really approachable. It's funny. It's fun. It's down to earth. I tell a little bit of personal stories in there relating to stress. And when I hear people read my books and laugh out loud, I know I did my job. So, yeah, it's a collection of things that can help anybody.
Yeah, no, I actually downloaded it because I have the Kindle. Oh, gosh, my brain is... Mm-hmm. I think I'm coming down with something, so my brain is, like, functioning a little slower than usual, which is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. I started going through it a little bit. I want to go through the whole thing because I found it quite interesting. And I loved, like, how, you know, when you start off and you start talking about, just negativity, you know, and like when people are, you know, are negative about, you know, their thought process of maybe even themselves and stuff like that, you know, but we'll get into that a little bit later. I just, as you were talking, it just kind of triggered that in my mind, you know, about like the different aspects of the book, the different aspects that you have within the book. So, okay, before we even dig into that, tell us, what are some warning signs and things we can look for to know that our bodies are experiencing symptoms of stress? I mean, I know people say all the time I'm stressed out or I'm feeling, you know, tension. But, you know, sometimes I feel like it's thrown around so much, that word stress, that I'm not sure people really understand what it means or what it is to actually have stress symptoms.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really good point. I mean, it's become this buzzword. It's actually become, for a lot of people, sort of a badge of honor.
Right.
Oh, I'm just so stressed out. You know, it means you're important, it means you're in demand, it means you have things to do, and in reality, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to walk around telling people how stressed you are. Deal with your response to that stress, because it's going to catch up to you. It's going to lead to, at least right now, the studies show between about 60 and 80% of our doctor's visits are from stress-related illness. Mm-hmm. It's causing disease, it's exacerbating disease, it's contributing to disease, you know, it's exhausting us, it's depleting our immune system. So some of the warning signs, just from the physical standpoint, teeth grinding, clenching your jaw, your shoulders up or around your neck, you know, you're having muscle tension, pain in the body tends to increase when you're stressed out. Some of the emotional signs, you feel raw and on edge, like you're just ready to cry at any moment, or, you know, somebody does something silly which would normally not bother you, and suddenly you're screaming at them, and it's a way to release that tension. Please don't scream at people on the freeway. We don't like that. You know, everything from smoking, eating too much, increasing alcohol intake, gum chewing, sighing, people who walk around, like, gasping for breath, and doing that big sigh, oftentimes that's a sign that you're stressed because you're not taking a full breath. So, you know, there's so many signs, and it's so funny. I had done a radio show, and I went through a bunch of these signs, and the host was completely silent, and I was on the phone, as I am with you guys, and I thought, did I get cut off? Did I lose it? What happened? And he finally goes, oh, no. And I said, are we not on the air anymore? And he goes, oh, no, I just realized I'm completely stressed and didn't know.
Oh, my goodness.
We're so used to feeling it.
Yeah.
That we forget we're not supposed to feel that way. And that's really sad. I mean, we have to be aware of our bodies. We have to know how we feel when we're feeling good, and we have to know how we're feeling when we're not. If for no other reason, when a practitioner, whether it's myself or your physician or your whatever, says, how are you feeling, you need to be able to tell him. So paying attention to those really subtle changes is going to be key to having optimal health.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And people, like, kind of don't realize they're stressed, but... you know, if they did listen to those symptoms and they kind of realize they are stressed, a lot of people, you know, it's the new year, so people are looking to get rid of their stress. Do you have any tips, maybe like two easy tips to help decrease stress that, you know, people can take away from this show?
Yeah, absolutely. The very first one, and this is, people are going to go, what? Stress is not a problem. And we have to remember that stress is not the problem. And stress is not the problem because we can't control it. We can't control the traffic, we can't control the election, we can't control what's happening in the government or what's happening overseas or what's happening. I mean, we can't change any of that. So what we have to remember is only try to control the things we can, which is our response to those things. You know, and I see people going out of their way to try to control things outside of their own control. If you could control it, it wouldn't be stressful. You would just control it. So the first step is just to look around at what is, quote, stressing you out. realize you can't control it, and then change how you can react to it. That is one of the biggest keys. And the second thing is to pause and look at your options. I know later we're probably going to talk about things like meditation and visualization. Those are really important, but you've got to pause. I got on the computer this morning to do my banking, and I saw a couple charges that didn't make sense. And I went, I don't think those are mine. And I looked up the website, and sure enough, I didn't order military gear. it's not my thing. So somehow, somebody got a hold of my ATM card. Is it going to be, you know, a half hour of my life trying to deal with this? Yes. Do they take care of it? Yes. Am I responsible for these charges? No. I could have freaked out. I could have let it ruin my day. I could have sworn. I could have thrown things around the room. But instead I went, okay, this happened. It's out of my control. I can't change it. What can I do? I can take 10 minutes later, when I have the time, I can call my bank and I can deal with the situation. We choose how we handle these things. And is it going to be a pain? Yeah, I'm out $300 until they recredit it and blah, 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 blah. It's not the end of the world. No one died. There's no big issue. So we have to, you know, pause and see how we want to react to these things.
It's true. It's like your outlook, which is really important.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a good point, Kaylin. I feel like, you know, perspective is really key. I mean, Dr. Guru, correct me if I'm wrong. It's like, you know, perspective can really, I feel like, change even your physical demeanor. You know what I mean?
Yep. Absolutely. And I see people, you know, stress is not in the present moment. Stress is us dwelling on something that happened that came before,
right,
or worrying about something that may or may not happen in the future, and we can't control what's going to happen in the future. So you might as well go into it in the most positive together state you can, because you can't change the outcome, you can only change your response to it. So the healthier and the more present you can go into that situation, the better off you're going to be.
Okay, so because that was going to be, you know, another question that we're going to ask, like, you know, are there any preventative steps or measures, and I guess that's one thing. It's not necessarily how, you know, what you're dealing with. It's how you deal with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, is there something else that you can maybe, other than the way that we perceive our problems or we deal with our problems, is there maybe something physically or something that we could be doing to sort of, you know, prevent certain type of, certain stress symptoms?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we do want to take care of ourselves. And you talked about, you know, people sign up for the gym and then by the time March comes, they don't go anymore.
Right.
You know, we have that mantra of, oh, I can do it tomorrow. You could, but let's do it today. You know, we want to take care of ourselves and we want to figure out what works best for us from stress reduction. For me, it's dance class and trapeze. For somebody else, it might be something else. So, you know, you have to figure out what works for you. It's customizable. If you don't want to do yoga, don't do yoga. I'm so tired of hearing people say, oh, I suppose I should do yoga. I don't do yoga, and I'm one of the hell that, you know, just because your aunt does it or somebody on TV says you should do it, it's not for everybody.
Right.
These things are not, again, not one size fits all. Find what works for you. And one thing that I can recommend that is probably going to work for most people is a mindfulness practice. And you can do that in so many different ways. Mindfulness is simply being in the present moment with curiosity and focus and using all of your senses. And what that trains you to do is when you're in the present moment, again, stress is not in the present moment with you. It's something you're thinking about for later. It trains you to take that pause and respond rather than react. So if you're going to do the dishes mindfully, you know, you want to pay attention to all your senses. How does the water feel on your hands? How does the soap smell? What's the sound of the bubbles crackling in the sink? And then one bubble inevitably floats away up into the, you know, towards the light, and you see this little rainbow in it, and then it pops with this little spray of water, and suddenly you've done the dishes, but you did this mindfulness practice.
Yeah.
And if other thoughts intrude during that, you just bring yourself back to the task, and that trains you to pause and respond rather than having this knee-jerk reaction. It's one of the healthiest things we can do because, again, in that present moment, there is no stress.
I love that, you know, that synopsis you just gave because it was so picturesque. I felt like, you know, just the storyline you were just giving, I actually envisioned myself being in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
Feel, you know, and I was like, wow, you know what? And as you know, you were speaking and you're kind of like given the scenario, it took me out of myself for a moment. So I can imagine, like, you know, if in other circumstances, if you can sort of do that,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it wasn't good that it kind of took me out of myself because I have to, I should be listening, but it was like, it was almost like a meditative moment. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I think we could apply that to you know
exactly and whether it's you know you can't ask whether it's taking a shower or brushing your teeth or making love with your spouse or playing with your cat or you know we have all these opportunities. So if people who say I don't have time to meditate. We do things all day long that we can turn into a meditation. And again, that trains our minds to be present and not get clouded with all this other stuff that's going on. It's so powerful. And, you know, I'm 46. I just turned 46. But I'm, you know, newer to the meditation realm because I always thought I couldn't do it. I'm too type A, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, doing things like mindfulness and meditation, I mean, it's seriously changed my life. And I surprised myself by saying that because it sounds so cliche.
Yeah.
But it's really made a difference. People are telling me how different I look. It's kind of fun.
No, that's great. That actually ties into our next question, too, about meditation because we kind of wanted to know if it is a temporary fix. Does it kind of make you feel good in the moment or is it a permanent fix?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And the times that I have tried to meditate, and to me, I had this misconception about what meditation was, that you had to sit on a pillow with your legs crossed a certain way and your hands in this weird position and your tongue went somewhere in your mouth, I don't know, and then you stare up at your forehead, but your eyes are closed, and if something itches, you can't scratch, and if you have a cramp, it's too bad,
I love it.
Then you float away into a million bubbles. You know, that's what I thought meditation was. And I was terrible at it. I'm very type A. I want to dance. I don't want to sit still. I don't want to shut off my mind. I have lovely thoughts, but I would like to keep going. So when people would try to get me to meditate, I fought it. I really did. And so I started doing something which I learned at Harvard called a mini meditation, which is simply concentrating on your breath, paying attention to that rise and fall of the chest. And on the inhale, you think, I am. And on the exhale, you think, at peace. And you just repeat that. Inhale, I am. Exhale, at peace. And if other thoughts intrude, which they do, you just dismiss them without judgment. Say, oh, I'm thinking about something. Oh, okay. And then you return to your breath and the I am at peace. And it was a life-changing thing for me. And I would do that whenever I had time. I didn't have to set up a formal time to do it. I would do it in the car to keep myself from having that L.A. former live there road rage. I would do it in line at the post office when the woman in front of me was taking, you know, 2,000 years to get stamped when I really just needed to pay a bill. Why do they have to look at every stamp ever made? Why can't... Anyway, it made me more patient and it pulled me back in that present moment so that when I did then go to a meditation seminar where we sat on the pillow in a funny position and closing our eyes and everything disappeared, I was able to do it. And I'm now meditating every single day. And it has long-term effects. I feel great when I get out of it, but hours later, people look at me and say, oh my God, you look so peaceful. Did you just have a massage? Did you just have a nap? Did you just exercise? It has cumulative benefits, body, mind, and spirit. And, you know, we can see the cumulative benefits of working out. You can't do 10 crunches and then be like, I have a six-pack.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to work on that. And it's the same way with meditation. It is a cumulative thing. And I got to say, I'm completely transformed by it. And I'm being very brave. And I'm going this weekend for a 3-day silent meditation retreat.
Oh, wow.
Cool. No talking.
That to me seems so extreme.
Talk for 3 days? But no, I'm going to do it. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a life-changing thing.
3 days, though? Kathy, like,
yeah, I know.
That's, I can't even imagine not speaking for more than for less. For
3 hours.
Not even 3 hours. I'm going to say 3 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yep. But also, you're not in. You know, I mean, they have it set up. You know, I'm going to be with monks, and they're going to be leading us through meditation.
Okay.
It's not like a dinner party where you suddenly are like, oh my God, I have the perfect joke. You know, I mean, you're not in that situation.
Yeah.
I think to go through daily life and be completely quiet would be hard because we want to interject. We want to converse. We want to share who we are and what we do and what we are and our ideas and our thoughts. This is different. This is, you don't have to talk. You have nothing to say.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, maybe we'll follow up with you just to, hear what that experience was like. I feel dumbfounded because I'm just like, wow. I mean, I understand what you're saying in terms of the experiences are different. Life experience versus this, you know, particular experience are two different things. So, of course, you may not feel the need to voice certain things. But I feel like in my head, I always feel like I need to voice something, whether I'm in quiet time or not. So that's kind of tough.
And that's one of the things in meditation, that doing the meditation every day has taught me, is I don't always have to talk. And I'm a talker. I mean, I'm an only child. The world revolves around me. I'm fabulous. And I want to tell everybody that. But I've learned in conversations and in groups, I'm just kind of stepping back and letting people do their monologue. And it's been fascinating. I'm realizing I don't need to talk as much. It's kind of interesting.
Okay, great. But, you know, I just want to repeat something that you said earlier. I really love that mantra that you told, you know, the actual act of breathing in and breathing out. And in our inhale, it's, oh my gosh, I just lost it. It's I am. And then exhale at peace. I really like that. I'm actually going to use that. And I'll let you know, Dr. Guru, if it worked. But I just... conceptually, I could feel it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I just could kind of feel it. So tell us, I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
Well, and I was going to say, and what's great about that is it gives your mind something to do. So if you simply try to clear your mind, all these other thoughts flood in. Because we do have all this chatter constantly going on.
Yeah.
So if you occupy your mind with I am at peace, there's going to be, you can't say two things at once. So there's less of a chance of those thoughts intruding. They will, but they're easy to dismiss when you have something else to focus on.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. So how does emotions affect our physical state? Or does, I think I'm inclined to feel emotions do, you know, they of course affect my emotional state, but I'm not sure if it affects them. Does it? And, you know, and how does it?
Yeah. A lot of people stuff their emotions. You know, men aren't allowed to cry. Suck it up and be a big boy, you know, whatever it is. Same thing with women. You know, we're now supposed to be Wonder Woman, where, you know, we have to run the home and run the corporation and make all the money and raise the kids. You know, we're now told we can do everything, and we're trying to.
Right.
So we don't have time for emotion. We don't have time to break down and cry. We don't have time to have PMS because that shows weakness. So I think a lot of people shove their emotions into their bodies, and I see that coming out in physical issues. And you know, we talk about things like, I can't stomach this, and the weight of the world is on my shoulders, and my hands are full, and my heart is breaking, and my heart is open. And you know, I mean, these are phrases we use, and I list, geez, probably about 100 of them in the book. This is how we talk about things. That is a physical manifestation of our emotions. And I'll tell you, we can only stuff them for so long before they come out, whether it's grief or anger or fear. Or, you know, it's going to come out. And because we understand physical illness better than we understand releasing our emotions in an emotional way, it's probably going to come out with some sort of what Louise Hay calls disease. It's something being out of balance in our bodies or our minds, and it's manifested in physical illness. It's a huge effect. And I you know, maybe we get butterflies in our stomach when we get nervous, or our palms sweat, or we have to pee for the 700th time before we give that speech when we just peed. It's definitely going to manifest in our bodies.
Yeah.
So the stronger we can make our minds and the way we find a way to process those emotions in a healthy way, the better off our physical body is going to be too.
Yeah, and in like regards to emotions, we kind of talked about, you know, your mind and using, you know, positive thinking. And we wanted to touch on this a little more, positive thinking and also positive talking, to kind of, you know, help heal your stress and kind of how does someone, you know, get into that mindset and use positive talking to
heal the body.
Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting, and that's such a great question, because we're so unconscious of what we're thinking and saying to other people, and when you point it out to them, they kind of go, oh, do I really sound like that? It's estimated we have about 60,000 thoughts a day, and 50,000 of those are negative.
That's awesome.
That's a huge amount of negative thoughts. And with every negative thought, to me, we're having a negative response. We're having a negative result.
Right.
It's really hard to stop. It's hard to stop thinking things. It really is. But we can change them. So the key is to see what you're being negative about. Are you constantly saying, oh, I'll never find a guy, nobody will ever love me, I'm unlovable, da, 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 you know, or I'm broke, I can't afford that, I'll never be out of debt. or I'm afraid I'm getting sick, I always get sick, I better run, you know, whatever it is, figure out what you're speaking negatively about, and then change that to a positive affirmation. And the key to affirmations is making them short, making them positive, and putting them in the present. So say something like, I am prosperous and abundant, I have a loving and caring partner, I am surrounded by supportive friends, I accept money from unexpected sources, I am healthy and well. You can use affirmations for anything. And it's so helpful because it really starts to change our mindset.
Yeah.
And with every thought we think, it leads to another thought. So having the positive ones is going to have a much better outcome than the negative ones, of course.
And I can totally see this actually, you know, applying to business because, you know, we generally talk about business news and that aspect of, I guess, you know, broadcasting here. And just based on what you said, if you can just elaborate a little bit more, how could we use just what you're talking about to bolster our business or bolster success in our business?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're heading into a big business meeting
mm-hmm.
or a sales pitch, and you're scared. Oh, we've never been able to get this client. Every time we pitch them, they say no. They don't like our ideas. Our ideas are probably stupid. I don't know why I'm even bothering going in this meeting. It's not going to end well. They're not going to take our proposal. What did you just set yourself up for? Why even bother at that point? You're right. You just failed. So, I mean, seriously. So
yeah.
If you go into it with, my ideas are fabulous, I present in an intelligent and down-to-earth manner, my ideas are readily accepted by the people in the room, you know, you can't necessarily change the consciousness of those other people in the room. Some people believe that with affirmations and visualization, you can change external circumstances. That's up for debate amongst you all individually. But you can change how you come across. You can affect how you manifest that outcome. And why would you not want to go into a situation from a positive place of, my idea is fabulous, you're going to love this idea, as opposed to, yeah, you know, here's what we have for you.
Yeah.
You probably don't like it, I'll just go. You know, so affirmations are going to put you in a different mind space.
Mm-hmm.
And the more positive and together that you can go into a meeting, a sales call, a talk, a fundraising campaign, the better result you're going to get. You can only control you. Make it the best you can.
Well, that's really true. But in certain situations, you know, with entrepreneurs and small business owners, even if they do have a positive mindset, you know, there's a lot of obstacles and problems and, you know, starting a business, making their business survive. So do you have any advice, you know, so entrepreneurs, you know, business owners can survive another year through those obstacles and kind of solve problems once they come?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have three choices in any situation. We can leave the situation, we can change the situation, or we can change ourselves. And having been an entrepreneur now for 16 years with the massage practice and the books and the speaking and the, you know, challenges are always going to come up. We're always going to have obstacles. And again, it comes down to, how do we manage those issues? We can either fall apart and completely lose our minds, or we could quit. And there's nothing wrong with quitting, frankly. If it's not working for you, you can always quit and do something else. There's always other choices. But again, the more positive you can go into a situation, and I'm a huge fan of visualization. Visualize your outcomes. Visualize your health. I had a client today who I was seeing who had really, really big-time hip surgery. And she's having a lot of pain and a lot of inflammation and a lot of swelling. And I said, you know, you can visualize your body healing. I visualize my immune system. I visualize my body healing quickly. I'm coming off a really bad trapeze accident where I think one of the reasons I've healed so quickly is visualization. We have such immense power in our own minds that we don't even begin to tap into.
Yeah.
So visualizing what you want that outcome to be, if nothing else, enhances you personally, even if the outcome doesn't happen. And if it doesn't happen, you're going to be able to handle it better if you visualize something positive.
Yeah, and I think part of that, or what I think is key to what you're saying, is a belief system. Like, you need to believe in what you're doing. You need to believe in yourself. You need to, you know, and once you have that belief, I feel like, you know, then you can then visualize whatever it is. And I just, I don't know, for some reason, I just think those two things really connect well. You know, just the belief of yourself and, you know, visualization.
Mm-hmm. And you have to know what you want. And many people don't. And I think that's one of the issues with the New Year's resolutions that you were talking about that after a couple of months fail.
Yeah.
People set this lofty goal of, I'm going to lose 60 pounds. Well, yeah, but you're going to lose one at a time. So how are you going to get to one?
Yeah.
Because if you can't get to one, you can't get to 60. And people set the, you know, I'm going to run a marathon. Well, you don't go do that tomorrow. You train incrementally for that.
Right.
And I think we sometimes have these awesome goals, which is great, but you have to break it down into actual doable steps, or you're not going to make it. You know, we have to be practical and rational and reasonable and be gentle with ourselves on that.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I love all the information I feel like you've given us are just, like, really, it's really useful.
Like some good takeaways for people to try themselves, for sure.
Yeah. And so, okay, so we're kind of running, I just feel like we just got on with you and all of a sudden the time just kind of went, but just really quickly before we let you go, you know, like I mentioned before, we broadcast on business news and as it applies to, like, lifestyle events and fashion and, you know, that those industries. And I guess, you know, my first question, it comes from a series of questions we ask all of our guests. First, can you tell us about the most memorable event that you've attended and tell us why it was so memorable to you?
We're here in California, and the Hearst Castle is up on the Central Coast. It's in San Simeon, which is right by Cambria. And my husband and I went to a big kickoff for a wine event, and it was this 1940s theme. So we were at a building built in that time. I was dressed to the nines, and we looked great. There were photographers snapping our picture because we looked period. We looked like we walked out of that of 1940s Hollywood. It was so much fun. And then near the end of the night, I'm walking to the bathroom, and I'm walking, and I'm confident, and I see the security guard kind of look at me with his face on, and I'm thinking, why is she staring at me like that? Oh, I look fabulous. Well, no, my breast had fallen out of the dress.
Oh, no.
Completely exposed myself.
And oh, my God.
She just let me walk by, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. So I thought it was hysterical. I just kept on walking. I pulled my dress up. And the event was a blast. We looked amazing. But that moment for me was, in my 20s, I would have been devastated. In my 30s, I went, it's a boob. Who cares? So it had this twofold thing of it being an amazing event and being a completely interesting, eye-opening experience for me and my own development.
Memorable in two ways.
I know. That was a good one, though. I don't think we've ever heard anything as interesting as that yet.
No, definitely not. And then since we also have the fashion aspect and jewelry aspect of eClad, do you have three jewelry or accessory essentials that every woman should have or that you can never leave the house without?
Yeah, I don't wear tons of jewelry. I wear my grandmother's engagement ring and my wedding band. And on the other hand, I either wear my other two grandparents' engagement rings or my mom's anniversary ring. And those are with me always. It's my connection to, first of all, they're beautiful. I mean, they're, you know, I love period jewelry.
Yeah.
My mother's anniversary ring, she passed when I was 18, so I have all her jewelry. Three rows of the most spectacular diamonds. They're gorgeous. And I always have a necklace on, and I vacillate between one my husband gave me and one that I got on a spiritual quest in England. So I kind of vacillate between those. But that's it. Yeah, I got those four rings and a necklace.
That's awesome. Yeah. All sentimental value.
Exactly.
Which is great, yeah.
And simplicity sometimes I feel works the best.
Yep.
Okay, so are you a lipstick or a lip gloss girl?
I read that question on your form and went, I'm gonna have a weird answer for this one. I don't know that I own lipstick. I'm sure I do somewhere. I'm not a huge makeup person. And I don't do gloss per se. I do what my husband and I call lip stuff, which is forever in my purse, in my bag, in my next to the bed, it's everywhere. It's Burt's Bees lip stuff. And if I don't carry it with me, he freaks out because we both use the lip stuff. So I got to go with the
stuff. Oh, my God. That's so cute.
I use something like that, too. Yeah.
I know. It's in a little yellow jar thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like a little tin. It's just like lip. I don't know what it is, but it's nice.
It's lip stuff.
Yes, exactly. It's the only way to describe it. And do you have a favorite designer for accessories, jewelry, or if not for, you know, anything?
I would assume not, because she says she's not big into wearing jewelry, so probably not, right, Kathy?
Well, but I kind of, I thought about that one, too. I wear clothes that feel good for me.
Okay.
I end up loving Calvin Klein. I look really, really good in his dresses. But from a jewelry perspective, the only piece of jewelry I've ever sought out was Tiffany's initials, because the necklace that I always wear for my husband, I've got on right now, is the Tiffany K. So I love their designs. I think they're beautiful and they're simple.
Yeah.
I love their keys, the Tiffany keys. So if I have to pick anything, it's that, even though I'm not a huge jewelry wearer, but that is definitely something that stands out to me because of the simplicity and the understatedness of it.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with that one too. Okay, so for all of our listeners, can you tell them where we can find your book? And also tell us where we can find you, your social handles, and if anybody wanted to maybe even reach out and ask you a question. I'm not sure if that's even an option, but just provide all, resources that we can have to finding Dr. Kathy Brewer.
Yeah, absolutely. The best thing to do is go to my site, which is thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. All of my books are there. I've got 5 books plus a massage DVD. You can sign up for my newsletter, which is totally free. I don't, give your email to anybody. You get maybe one every 1 or 2 months. And you get a free special secret health tip video if you sign up for that. I'm on Facebook with, it's just Dr. Kathy Groover. I'm on Twitter, which is at KL Groover. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. But the best thing, I think all those connections are on my site as well. My books are on Amazon. You can get them on Kindle. But again, the best place is the site, which is thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. And you can contact me there also if you either want to set up a Skype session. I do health consulting. Or just ask me questions. People ask me questions all the time. I do my best to get to everyone I can.
Great.
Thank you so much.
This was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. We thought it was going to be like a super serious show, because sometimes we have like the super serious ones and then we have like really – it was informative. It was fun. It was just so good talking to you.
Yes.
You were just like, you kept up with us.
Good.
I love it.
Yes, and we have some tips that we can
try. Check back in. I'll let you know how the silent retreat went, because that might be interesting.
Absolutely. We'd love to talk to you about that. And we're going to hold you to our little fit challenge. So I'll be shooting you an email about that as well. But thank you so much.
Perfect. I'm on it.
Thank you, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds great. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we will be broadcasting the design feature of the day, which I am wearing, and the news and events for the week. We will be back in about 60 seconds.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Welcome back, everyone. So we are back with the designer feature of the day, which Casey is wearing. It's the Numi Ice necklace, and it has pewter and glass charms. It's a pendant necklace, and it's embellished with 22-karat gold and silver accents and set in 3 double chains. So, it's uniquely crafted, super elegant and exquisite, I would say. It's, you get a lot of compliments because it is really unique. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and there's, a lot of detail on it. It was hand-done, so it's, hand-hammered. So, all the little crevices and stuff that you find on it, it's, actually not necessarily purposefully done, but kind of purposefully done.
Yeah, no, it's not, just created in a machine.
Right.
Someone actually did it, which is really cool. And I love the glass charms, too.
Yeah.
It makes it kind of match with anything because they're clear, so you can just throw it with whatever you're wearing. But it also is offered in green.
Yeah, we have it in the glass in green or in sort of like a clear white. I think we're calling it white. I'm not sure what we're calling it online.
Yes.
But what do you call it? Beads.
Yes. And then you can also adjust the length. It has an extender on the back, which is great. And we also have a bracelet that matches.
We do. I guess you did it.
Yes.
You did
Yes. I wore it for a designer feature in the past. So, you know, you can get both if you want at eclad.com.
Yes, go and get it. Okay, so we're going to talk news. Okay, and so in today's news, Belk is searching for designers in their fourth annual Southern Designer Showcase. If you're a designer with modern Southern style, then you can enter to participate in Belk's Designer Showcase. They're looking for clothing and accessory designers, so it's not just limited to one area of fashion. The winners will have the opportunity to have their designs seen and sold on Belk, and they have a huge reach, so that would be amazing. And they will also have your products sold on their website, Belk.com, in the spring. So applicants can visit Belk.com Southern Designer. So it's Belk.com. Actually, is it / or 4? I always have the slashes wrong, but I'm sure you guys know what it is.
Whichever slash is like normal on the...
a browser, right?
Yeah.
So it's Belk.com // Southern Designer to submit your application starting on the 31st of March. And it's, I guess they're going to be doing it throughout the entire spring to choose a summer winner.
Cool.
So you must be 18 to be an applicant to apply to, you know, participate in this design forum. There will be a panel of senior Belk executives in merchandising, marketing, and fashion direction that will select a group of finalists. By April, so the 31st of March through April, which is not really April 20th, which is like less than a month, right? That's not a long time.
I think starting today.
Starting today.
March 31st. You got time to start right now.
That's so funny. I'm sick, guys. okay, so yes, no, Kaylin's right. It's starting today, and it goes on through March 31st, and then on April 20th, they'll be letting us know who the winner is. So,
And then also in the news, in federal bankruptcy court on January 25th, a judge ruled
this is kind of sad, actually.
Yeah, that Dove Charney will not be returning to American Apparel. And he was he was rejected as an alternative proposal. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of his last shot at taking control of the clothing chain, which he founded, if you guys didn't know. So that's even more upsetting. So senior lenders, including Monarch Alternative Capital LP, will trade their debt for control of the retailer. And so that's reducing its liabilities by about $200 million, because they did go in bankruptcy, which we talked about in the past.
A couple of shows ago.
Yeah, so that's why they're kind of having all this trouble now. And so Charney, he was thrown out in 2014, and he had assembled a group of investors to back his $320 million takeover plan.
Yeah, he was hoping to salvage his company or get, re-ownership, if that's a word. It's not really a word, I just made it up. Re-ownership of, American Apparel.
Yes, and he's pretty upset about it. He claimed that a faithless board and investors conspired to shut him out. So when he testified about it, that's what he had said. And American Apparel, as he said, filed for bankruptcy protection last October after posing losses in every year since 2010, and they lost $14.5 million. So they had to kind of fix that. And Charney, he'd supported an investor group, including Hagen Capital Group, that submitted two takeover offers in recent months, including a $300 million bid that would have returned him to the helm of the retailer. And so now the board of directors has rejected the proposal, and so has the federal courts. So
there's no moving forward for him
as
of right now.
Yeah, so
you know, that might change sometime in the future, but
yes,
right now.
We'll have to let you know what goes on with him in the future. I don't know.
Kind of sad. Okay, so CNN Money reports that Federal Reserve U.S. economy, that our U.S. economy slowed at the end of 2015. So I'm not sure if that's news to anyone, but that's being reported. And so economic growth slowed late last year. The Fed's committee said in its statement, noting that the job market has improved, but I guess it's moving at a slow pace. But, you know, we're still not there yet, which I'm sure everyone, all, you know, business owners, retailers, all of us, we're experiencing sort of that there's like mobility, but slow mobility. And so the government has realized that as well. And so because of that, they've decided not to raise interest rates. The fall in oil prices and uncertainty over China's economic slowdown remain major concerns across financial markets. Global currencies, from Russia's ruble to China's yen, have tumbled stoking fears of a global currency war, where countries continuously devalue their currency to stay competitive with their exports. The Dow and S&P 500 are down 8% and 7% so far this month, respectively. My husband is dying. Every time, he doesn't even look at stocks anyway. It's just, it's been really, really crazy. But, you know, that's the economy that we're in today.
Yeah. Starting off a little sad. I guess this next thing might be exciting for some people. You can take a week break at work.
Well, not in New York.
No,
but
in some states, it's allowed. So the U.S. market for legal marijuana soared 74% to $2.7 billion. Between 2013 and 2014, yeah. So it's the fastest growing industry in the country now.
Wow.
And this is according to ArcView Group, which is a cannabis-focused investment and research firm. And it's expected to reach $3.5 billion in 2015. We'll have to look into those numbers since now it is the new year.
Yeah.
So we'll see how much that actually reached. And then Washington, Colorado, Alaska, Oregon are the states that have legalized the sale of recreational marijuana.
I actually don't smoke.
No, same here. So no need to. But 10 more states are in the stage of trying to bring legalization
right before
voters or state legislators, which are, you know, Nevada, California, Massachusetts, Michigan, Arizona, Vermont, Maine, Florida, Missouri, and Rhode Island. And then 23 states have legalized its medical use. So there's a lot in the Northeast if you do want to ever venture into
cross borderline or something.
Massachusetts, Vermont, those are pretty close. But smoking at work, who knew?
Right. I was actually reading that there are, you know, startup companies that are actually quite successful right now that's allowing it. And in some states where, you know, like in New York, you can't smoke within a building.
Mm-hmm.
So they are instead of allowing them to smoke, they're, you know, like they have the cannabis cakes. You know, like they're allowed to do it. It's just, I don't know. But you know what? To each its own. It sounds like fun. Just
definitely an interesting story.
It's good. There you go. Okay, so on Monday, Rihanna posted a selfie wearing gold embellished headphones to fit a queen. Now, well, fit for a queen. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. It's, first of all, it's like the most, it's beautiful, right? It's just really insane. But it, anyway, so let me tell the story and then I'll get to my. So the crown headphones are from Dolce & Gabbana and is embossed with Swarovski crystals and pearl-encrusted filigree. Variations of these headphones first came out and first debuted on the brand's fall 2015 runway in collaboration with audio company Friends. These particular ones that Rihanna is wearing, that Rihanna has like taken her selfie with, cost $8,895. Easy, right?
Goodness.
Totally easy. And so naturally, these very affordable headphones sold out within 24 hours. I kid you not. I didn't make up the story.
What?
Sold out within 24 hours, within a 24-hour period from when Rihanna posted her selfie.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like people should use that money for something else.
When I saw this, I was like, I have to report on this because, like, So we went from the economy sort of slowly moving, but there are people that can afford to buy
almost $9,000 headphones. Doesn't make the music sound any better.
It makes you look prettier, I guess. Or like, you know, exclusive maybe. I don't know.
I'll have to look them up.
We actually have it on the thing, so you can take a look.
Okay.
It's beautiful. I'm not gonna lie, but $8,000 beauty. I'm not sure.
Okay, now for events, the International Fashion Jewelry and Accessories Group is bringing a new show to the Las Vegas Strip this February, and it's designed exclusively for large volume buyers of fashion jewelry and accessories, and so it's going to be in different showrooms to provide an ideal buying experience for all of you guys who are in Las Vegas, and the IFJAG, that's their acronym, they source the finest brands and private label products from across the world, so if you're looking for something unique and you want to, you know, sell these jewelry and accessories, you can visit them at Bali's February 15th through the 19th, and that's this year, and you can register online at ifjag.com if you want to attend the show.
Yeah, and okay, so there's a silent brunch party that's happening here in the city, in New York City.
Cool.
And so how it works is I thought this was like super cool. First of all, you can find the silent brunch party on Eventbrite to purchase tickets. But, okay, so how it works is when you arrive, you'll receive a pair of special wireless headphones. So I thought that was so funny after, like, you know, seeing, like, okay, so you can adjust. They're like, the headphones have LED lights, and so they light up. So everyone's wearing these headphones during brunch. And so you can adjust the volume and choose between up to three DJs with a flip switch that I guess is on the actual headphones. Each headset has, like I said, a color LED that shows what DJ everyone is listening to. It's a super social event, but also, you know, like if you want to, I guess, like, you know, if you, I don't know, meet someone or you came with a special someone, you can just kind of low down the volume and you guys can have conversations. So although they're like sort of pushing the idea of the headphones, they want it to be a very social environment. And so the event takes place on Saturday, January 30th, which is actually it's Saturday, right?
Yeah.
From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is free for all guests purchasing a $30 brunch buffet. And so the buffet includes chicken and waffles, shrimp and grits, plus, you know, all the usual brunch food. And the headphones are complimentary. Not to take home, but to use while there. Okay, so if you're not interested in the brunch, they also allow you to buy tickets in advance, $15, and I guess you can have all you can drinks and just kind of socialize and enjoy the event that way.
Yeah, my friend has gone to not a brunch, but she goes to the silent like parties with the headphones, and
I didn't even know this existed.
Yeah,
I was so intrigued by
it. Yeah, she said it personally was a lot of fun.
Really?
She's gone like every weekend for a couple months when she first started.
I knew you were like the cool girl. Like,
yeah.
I find out these things at the very last minute.
Yeah,
I was actually considering maybe even going just to kind of like speak on it.
Yeah. I'm about to ask her if she's going, because it's cool because the DJs kind of compete with each other. So it's like.
So wait, the DJs are in?
Yeah,
they're there.
They can see the lights, who's listening to what they're playing. So
right.
It's kind of a competition. Like, let's try to get everyone to light up and be my station, kind of. So it's fun.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that. It does sound like fun. So, okay, well, that's it for the show. I guess Caitlin can let us know who we're going to
be. So on next week's show, we'll have a New York City's Fox News reporter, Jedediah
Bila.
Yes, and she's named Mediaite's sexiest person in the news. And so we'll be chatting it up with Jedediah on how to keep the sex appeal, but without being received as too sexy or sexual, you know, in the news. So it'll be an awesome show. It's going to be a lot of fun to talk to her. And
she'll be here in our studio.
Yeah, so make sure you keep tuned for that. And it'll be, as always, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And so until next week, have a great rest of the week and
yes,
an even better weekend. Maybe you can hit up that silent brunch if you're in New York City. And we will be back with you guys next week. Remember, love life and wear it well. And have a great
night. Bye.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.